Hey, is this George?
It sure is, sir.
Hey, this first time caller, actually, my name is Matthew. I'm calling from South Carolina.
Hi, Matthew. Thanks for calling.
I'm a truck driver. I was just thinking, I had an interesting story and a question for you.
Okay, let's do the question first.
Question, you had a caller the other night. I was listening to your show. I haven't been listening to it that long, maybe about 4 months. And they were talking about a dog that was eating at Burger King, but it was like eating with its hands or something.
Oh, yes, a man dog. There's something weird. We've had some strange sounds of these animals. But this guy described this huge, as he said, muscular-looking dog that he spotted there in the back of a Burger King somewhere.
What the, did y'all have, like, recordings of that?
We do. Danny, I don't know. Do you have that recording of the man dog? Yeah, we've got it. Give me a few seconds for them to call it up, and I'll play it for you.
Yeah.
Just listen to it on your radio.
That is kind of creepy, because I think for some reason I'm kind of like...
Okay, we got it here. I'll play it for you, and then we'll go into your story, okay?
Okay, you're going to play it first?
Yeah, just hang on the line here. Yep, that's it. Kind of creepy, isn't it?
that is definitely creepy.
I hate to run into one of those creatures.
I wouldn't. That's like a devil dog or something.
Yes. I don't know what it is.
I had an interesting thing happen to me when I was younger. I was a teenager, mm-hmm. and I was with a friend of mine, and we had a couple beers, and there's a field out where right around the time of Halloween. It was right near his house, and it was an old abandoned fire department. And we were walking out there, and we were sitting on these steps, and he was kind of facing the opposite direction I was, and I just kind of, leaned back up against the wall,
yeah.
And, was just kind of, looking at the scene and everything, and then I looked up in the clouds, and it was pretty much a clear night, and it was a little cloudy, and I saw something come out of the clouds. You know how, like, you look at a plane, and you know it's far away, but you know it's pretty darn big, even though it looks small up
yes,
in the sky, right?
Exactly.
Well, this thing was coming, just come out of the clouds out of nowhere, appeared, and it had two heads on it.
Two?
And
was it like a flying animal or something?
It was like a flying face, like a ghostly apparition, but I knew if that thing, like, touched down right where I was at, it would just be enormous.
Yes.
And it was moving at such a way that it kind of like, it was like a snake in the air the way it was, going back and forth.
Like a dragon?
Like a dragon almost. And it was as it was moving, you could see like, I don't know, have you ever seen like movies where they had like spirit apparitions where the ghost apparition had something, trailing behind it?
Yes.
Well, that's what there was like things trailing behind it, and it was a gray, misty matter, but you could see through it. It's strange.
Did your buddy see this too, or just you?
Well, it was, that's the thing. When I saw it, I was so taken by it, I couldn't move for a few seconds, and I felt like it was watching me, like it was looking right down at me, knew that I had seen it. And before I could just pull myself away to get my friend's attention, by the time I got his attention and we looked up, it was gone.
I'm telling you, you may be one of the few people who has seen some kind of a dragon up there. I saw, this is weird that you would bring this up.
Yeah.
I saw a picture, and I can't even remember where it was. Might have been even on our website a few years ago,
right.
Of someone who was in a plane, and he took a picture of what looked like a dragon flying alongside the plane.
Uh-huh.
Weird. I wonder if that's what you saw.
Well, it looked like it had... It didn't look human, but it had a face like a human, but it was... I can't describe it.
That is weird.
It wasn't quite human, but it did have... It had two heads on it.
One day you got to get me a computer, just do a little sketch and send it to us.
Okay.
I'd love to see that. Okay, thanks.
All right, thanks a lot.
Appreciate you being part of the program. And yes, that cackle, that sound was like a man dog, whatever it is.